Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Damsis Podcast. This is Christina.
Oh, this is Christine.
And we have a new episode for y'all today. We are going to do a game as well as you have your song of the week.
I do have my song of the week. So my song of the week is from Neo. And it features Quabs, and the song is called Saturn.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful.
You know what? Neo, they have what is it called? Blood?
Oh,
Bad Blood.
Bad Blood.
Baby, when I tell you, I love that song.
That was my intro to Neo, Bad Blood.
Yes, love that song completely.
Yo, she sounds like, so I went to go see her in concert. She sounds exactly like her records. Like,
see, that's what I like. Long. Someone that actually, like, there's not much of a difference in between.
No.
Or anything.
Lip syncing. Like,
you should be better.
And she's moving around, like, the that girl can, like, sing. We don't just say sing when they doing the most. She can sing. Like, love me some Neo. So that was my song of the week.
Okay. My song of the week, I know we might have some issues with this man.
Hold on. But who is this?
He do make some good songs.
Oh, Christina, who?
Chris Brown.
Oh. I mean, okay.
Chris Brown, City Girl.
I almost didn't come breathe. I was about to say, I know she not.
No, baby. We don't go down that route.
I know how I feel.
City Girls by Chris Brown will always be. You have never heard City Girls?
Maybe I have and I don't know the name. Let me see if I can find a little snippet of it. City Girls?
Yes. I think it's Chris Brown and like Young Thug. Or Chris Brown and some rapper. I'm pretty sure it's Young Thug.
City Girl.
So it will always be a bop to me. It's always just a good little song. Are you listening to it?
I don't know this beat.
I'm telling you, it's a good little song and a good little, you know, turn up song or whatever you want. Just something to listen to in the car.
I've never heard it before.
Oh, okay, well, listen, when we get done, listen to the actual whole song.
Okay.
But City Girls by Chris Brown has been my song of the week. I haven't really had anything that I've been loving all week.
Mm-hmm.
Besides. Mm-hmm. I've been spending a lot of money shopping. I can tell you that.
Not I.
So,
what'd you get?
I bought clothes, bought furniture, bought more stuff for like around the house, just mm-hmm. things. I saw this vitamin on TikTok. This girl was like, "If you try it, like it'll help you like speed up your metabolism." So I was like, "Well, why not?" Can always use. Helped to lose a few extra pounds, so I bought the vitamin to try.
Mm-hmm.
Just been buying.
Must be nice, shit. Not me. I've been buying essential shit. Like, this is how you know you're getting old, Christina. I woke up with a pain in my foot on Monday that's still. Is lingering today. What's today? Today's only Tuesday?
Yes.
No. And then I woke up with this pain over the weekend. This bitch been here for a long time. No. It ain't been no one
I'm
day.
Say, you talking about Monday? I'm like, well, hey, that was yesterday. So.
No. So the only thing, my purchase of the week, because immediately when I put this thing on my foot, I was like, thank the heavens above. This shit works. But it's like a pain relief cream. That's how you know I'm getting old. It's called Penetrex, baby.
No,
get it from Amazon. And I got this really nice, like, really, really nice ice pack called FlexiCold. Oh, that shit busting. Those are mine.
Not the ice pack. Never heard of either one of them.
I hope you never have to use them because
the way my foot hurt. I went and got a massage yesterday. Ooh. And baby, when I tell you, baby girl put her thumb in my back.
Oh, was it like a deep massage?
Yes, it was a deep tissue. And she kept saying, like, I'm stronger than I look, so tell me if I'm doing too much pain. But in my mind, I was like, bitch, you can't be no wimp. So you gonna take it,
no.
Regardless of how painful it is. You gonna take it because you need it. So she was like in there. She was deep in my back, and my whole shoulder is sore.
I would say you must be in pain.
It's sore. Like I can there's a bruise on my back. I probably, but I refuse that. She was like, "Are you sure I'm not too hard?" I'm like, "Nope." I refuse to be looking like, "Oh, it's too much for me."
I'll call me a wimp. I had a deep tissue massage one time and I said, never again am I paying to be abused. Never again. I paid good money for that and that shit hurts so bad. I needed another massage after my initial massage. That's how sore my body was.
Baby girl was like, come back if you want. I was like, I'll be back.
No.
I gotta let my back heal up a little bit, but I'll be back.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
But it was well worth it and very much well needed. That's another thing I purchased this week that I did not spend any money for.
Well, listen, I'm loving that you are spending your coin on what you want to spend it on.
I'm trying. Just trying to live it up a little bit. Not even live it up, just like treat myself type of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Don't treat yourself into debt. Don't be me.
Oh, no, I'm actually trying to, I'm going to try to pay off some debt.
Good.
And see what happens. But you know how it'd be looking like, you know, some debt is good debt. And then it's like, so, because that's your credit basically. So it's been carrying you. So when you pay it off, that's when people be like, oh, you pay off your student loan debt, but that's the debt that you've had for, or the credit that you've had for like the past 10 years. So then when you pay it off, it looks like you have no credit or nothing like that. And then your credit score drops.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm like hoping. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna pay this off. But I'm like, I'm hoping if anything, it does the opposite. Bring my credit score up. So
it will. So if you're making like the continuous payments, like it's not gonna help you if you have 3 credit cards and you pay them off one time. You understand what I'm saying? Like, some people do that because they just want to get it over with and their credit will get hit and it will drop, but eventually it'll grow back up.
And so that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, instead of making one big payment, I should probably break the payments up over like 3 times.
Yeah.
And just like make a decent sized payment over the next like month or so.
Yeah.
But it's broken up into 3 payments type of thing.
Especially if you have the money. I mean, shit. For me, it's just like, if I'm going to pay this debt off, I'm either going to use the card minimally, you know, like maybe like I'll use it for groceries and pay it right off.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's still active, you know, but I'm actually thinking about decreasing some of my limits because I'm like, there's no reason for them to be this high. This is just creating problems.
Yeah. I say that, but then it's like, you'll be thankful you have a high credit limit when, if God forbid, there's an accident or...
No, you're something. Right. I can keep one, but I don't need them all to be so high.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm actually trying to... I was watching a TikTok and the girl was like, the Travel Chase Sapphire card or something like that. It's like,
that's the one I want.
That's like, yes, it's like the best like travel card you can have. And I already have the Delta Amex card or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why not? If
that Sapphire is nice, man.
Yes. And they say like you get a lot of perks with the Delta one as well, but they say you get more perks with the Sapphire card. And like when you actually like travel and stuff like that, you're allowed to go into
the lounges,
like, lounges and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I'm like, oh yes. That's the one.
Yeah, Sapphire, I say in the next 2 years, I'm going to get Sapphire.
Yeah, that's what I'm working for.
I'm going to get Sapphire.
I'm like, let's, I'm trying to like, let me figure this out
mm-hmm.
where I can pay off some of my debt so I can apply for it and be like, well, of course, you know, I'm going to get it because I ain't got no problems. So,
you better let me know. Oh, let me go ahead and apologize in advance because I still got this nasty ass cough. So I'm sorry, guys.
Y'all just be rocking with us. And that's okay. We appreciate that. You know, y'all get us in our very real and raw.
Real and raw.
For
oh, what about TV shows? Anything you're watching that's new?
No, not really. Oh, I started watching The First Lady on Showtime. It's supposed to be the like, I guess, like, the backstory for Michelle Obama. Is it Nancy Reagan? No. I don't know. It's Michelle Obama and two other first ladies. And so far, the actual first episode was pretty good to me. They sort of, people were coming at Viola Davis for how she is, like, portraying Michelle Obama.
They were mad?
They were saying, because there's one part in the first episode where she like calls like the whoever's supposed to be like the person that's acting as Obama, like she was like, which this is true in that part because she gets like even in her book she says like they got assigned Secret Service detail way before anybody else did because so many threats were made against their family and him while he was actually running for president before he had even been like nominated to be like the main person for it to run. And she was like, there's one scene where she's like, you know why we have to get Secret Service way before anybody else? It's because you're a nigga. You
Did Michelle say that?
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know if she actually meant the real Michelle actually said that, but Viola Davis that is playing Michelle says that. And somebody was like, y'all didn't think that was a scene that y'all could have toned down or cut out? Like, it's already bad enough, y'all are making her seem like she's the angry black woman in the first episode. And so people were eating up, like... But the rest of the episode was good to me. And I got where she was like coming from in the sense of like, you know, this is why we need Secret Service so early because you're not like the rest of the people that's running, you know, you're a black man. But, I'm sorry, y'all. They were coming for Viola Davis. And I was like,
I don't understand how they come for the act. True.
Thank you. Y'all should be coming for the people that wrote this.
Yeah.
Somebody approved for this.
Approved it. I mean, like, is it a scene where like Michelle is talking to Obama like in a house? Like,
yes, in the kitchen.
Okay. Like, why are we acting like we don't talk to our dudes like that? Like, that's her
person she's been with for like since college.
So it's like, oh, we need Secret Service.
Yeah.
Cause you a nigga like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, everything ruffles everybody's flipping freaking feathers. It's given.
They were coming at her like, you could have toned this down just a little bit. But like, I agree with you. Somebody approved for this to be, like this scene to be processed through into the episode. So why y'all mad at her for doing her job of acting? That's, someone wrote these words for her.
Reading a script, like... Okay, so that's on Showtime. So the show that I'm watching is on HBO Max, and it's Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. And it is really good. Like, really good. So it's in the title, but it focuses on, like, Magic Johnson and, like, all the coaches, the owner of the team. And it's their storylines. And when I tell you shit was popping. It's good. It's like, it gives you all the feels. Like, you get to see them in so many different elements, you know what I'm saying? And like the backstory and just how things were done back then, shit could not fly like that now. Like, could not fly. And then when you look at the time span, it's like... This wasn't too far removed, you know what I'm saying? As far as like when things really start popping up or popping off and the NBA was making like real, real money, you know? So I think it's a great watch. if you enjoyed like the Michael Jordan, did you watch that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like, is it like the, what was that? Was it on definitely on like TNT, wasn't it? It wasn't on Netflix. It was like,
I felt like it was like a Hulu or something. I don't know what it was on, but it's not it's like they have characters playing these people. Like it's like
not like documentary style, but
it's they're giving you the story, but they have like these actors playing, you know, the part each of person. Yeah, each person.
Okay, so basically like the First Lady show, yeah, like other people portraying them,
and they did a great job with like matching the way, like picking actors and actresses that look like, you know, the person and stuff like that. I mean, Magic Johnson, that nigga is playing Magic Johnson. That is Magic Johnson when he was young, okay? He's given. He's definitely given.
Okay, I might have to watch it. It sounds good.
It's good. And I'll say, like, you know, give it more than just one episode. Like, try and get into it. I watched maybe 4-5 episodes in a day.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It was pretty good. Pretty good.
Anything else on your timeline?
Nothing pressing.
Me neither. It's been not a slow week, but
it feels slow though. The energy's giving like drag.
Girl, that's I don't know. Maybe, you know, I complain about this every week, so I'm gonna find another complaint to complain about.
What's your weekly complaint?
Working is ghetto sometimes, and you know, sometimes you just want to be trying to live your best life, but you got to be an adult so you can pay bills.
You know what's funny? Like, my attitude around work has changed drastically. Like, I'm in this mode where it's like, okay, between the hours of 9 to 5 or whatever, I'm going to give it what I need to give. And then once it's done, it's done. Like, I don't know. It's not like I'm not waking up upset about going to work. I'll say that much.
I'm not like about going to work. I'm very grateful that I have a job and stuff like that, and actually a good paying job.
But you know what I mean. Like
you know, but I'm gonna say, but y'all know what I mean.
Like, yeah, like Mondays typically you're like, God damn it. I knew that yesterday. I was
like, sorry. So busy today because I'm just saying that because I took yesterday off or whatever. So when I came back to work, I had 50 million emails, okay. 60 things to do. And it was like, dang, you can't take one day off.
The price of taking off, you really have to know the stakes. Like, is it worth it? Because they'll tell you take a mental health day, and then you
wind up with 75 emails.
Yeah, so you open up that email account, and you be having 120 emails. You're like,
at one point today, I was like, just stop emailing me. Like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Mm.
I like to just delete the ones. If I wasn't there, I just take a chunk, delete it. That's what I used to do. I'm not telling nobody else to do that. This is probably not the best practice, but if I wasn't there.
Don't do what we do. I'm just saying. Yes, I deserve my mental health day yesterday, but also I was like, dang, this is a lot of work for one day. I was only gone for 8 hours. I don't understand. I don't understand. And I left emails unread today because I was like, you know what? Y'all done got y'all money out of me for the day. So I'm gone. We'll deal with the rest of it tomorrow.
You know what I need to do? This is really off topic, but I've been seeing a little Lucky Day, little performances.
I know. Did you see him with Jasmine Sullivan?
I ain't see it fully, but I'm looking at this one right now. And this is Sis Lucky's day, okay?
And they said that he is a great performer. Me and Chelsea were going to, Summer Walker was supposed to perform like in the same place that we saw Jasmine Sullivan perform. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea was like, no, it ain't going to be worth buying the tickets. Trust me. So we didn't go. And the reviews on her concert were not that great. So I was like, I'm kind of not, you know, I ain't mad that we didn't buy the tickets.
What were they saying?
Somebody was like, 0 out of 10, would not recommend.
Why?
And I just think it's because she, a lot of people always say that she doesn't give a lot into her performances or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that. I think it's she, because she doesn't give a lot in her performances, it's just not a good.
Then listen, y'all know this. watch her online. Don't waste your money. You know this. You know you're not about to get what you want.
Think so, yes. So I'm like, if that was the case, I would kind of glad we didn't go.
Yeah, I gotta look at concerts that I want to go to, but I know shit's about to be popping off because I'm not really vacating the way I want to. So we're going to be doing things at home. And concerts are my thing. So
concerts are my thing. I'm always down for a good festival, a good concert, all the time. You want to go see somebody? Oh, yeah. Go. And I have like a variety of tastes in music. So I'm like, pretty much I'm willing to see anybody.
Mm. It's more the experience for me. Like, I'm really in this place where it's just like, I want to just experience a ton of things. Like, mm-hmm. I want to just explore. So I'm down to do not whatever, but y'all know me, whatever. I'm pretty much down. All right, let's jump into the topic. I feel like we're dragging.
Damn, all right, sis. So we have a few questions. If y'all don't know, there's this guy on TikTok, and he asks questions for singles to determine if you are ready for a relationship. And seeing how I claim that I am, and Christine is the same way, we are going to we're going to ask each other questions that the man
has. We're the same way in what way?
Posed. Well, you know, you have a different type of relationship status than I do. So
don't get me in trouble. I'm in a relationship, y'all. Don't play.
Okay. So therefore that I said a different type of relationship status than I do. I ain't in nothing.
Oh, I thought you were saying we was on the same set. Like, no, I'm in a different type of relationship. No.
You in something. I ain't in nothing. Okay. So therefore, what we're going to ask is each other the questions to determine, well, technically, this is determining if I'm ready for a relationship, and seeing how Christine is already in one.
But these can help, though. Like, these
can help. I would also, yes, recommend that if you want to ask your partner these questions, you might learn a lot about your partner.
And I think his purpose is, you know, like, if you're wanting to date, these are questions that you need to know about yourself and in order to ask somebody else these things. But these are things you should know about yourself, you know, because he's asking, like, what do you want?
Basically. And like I said, this can either help you determine things for yourself or for your partner as well, because you learn a lot through just casual conversation. So these questions are basically just casual conversation questions, but they're deep.
They're really deep. And I feel like, you know, like when you first start dating, a lot of the times, you know, it's that peaches and cream, everything is good. Oh, I love being around them, but you're not like really getting to the nitty gritty. And then like a few months in, you're like, I can't fucking stand this person. Like, we don't see eye to eye on nothing. We don't agree on nothing. And sometimes your differences is what makes, you know, make you guys a great couple, but there are certain things that you're not willing to shake on that people should know up front, but you probably don't have the language to ask the questions. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is important for us to like explore this and like really answer it, because it's beneficial. Definitely beneficial.
Yeah. And so me and Christine both chose 15 different questions. We do not know if we chose the same questions or not.
Okay.
So we will see how this goes. Do you want to go first with your question, or do you want me to ask you your question first?
I'll read my question first.
Okay.
First question. In what ways could you step out of your comfort zone a bit to reach your relationship goals?
Actually doing what I said I'm going to do. I have these grand ideas in my mind, and I feel like it would probably be what changes my actual future and like the way I want it to change. Mm-hmm. But it's just like you get so scared to do things. And it's so funny because I hear all the time, like, who cares? Like, you know, what you post, or who cares who sees it? Who cares if the people from your high school see it, which is true. Because, like, how long have I been out of school? But it's also something in the back of my mind is, like, these people might see this, and then what will they think about this situation? Or so that kind of like hinders me from doing things because I'm in my mind about it, mm-hmm. but I would really love to do it, and it could probably change my whole life. So I need to just focus on actually doing it instead of being scared to do it.
Got you. Okay, good.
Okay. What is your definition of a friend?
Damn it, you got my questions. A definition of a friend for me is somebody that I can be open with. Like, I tell people all the time, I'm an open book. If I'm comfortable with you, there pretty much isn't nothing that you don't know, because I pretty much will tell you. A friend for me is supportive. They're a great listener. I enjoy their company. I like being around them. I feel comfortable around them to like have open discussions. A friend to me is somebody that is honest. Like, you ain't gonna have me out here looking stupid. A friend to me is a person that can tell me when I'm wrong, because I have a whole bunch of like, you know, we all have bobbleheads around us that will tell, you know, just nod their head in agreement, even if they know you're out here looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So what else? A friend to me, if I can't talk to you for long periods of times, like, not, it don't even have to be every day, but if we can't have a heart to heart, then I know you're not my friend. Like,
true. I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, if I don't know you and what's going on in your world, I can't call you a friend. So I guess a friend to me is also somebody that is open enough to feel safe with me to have these discussions. So,
and my thing would be, sometimes you don't have to talk to your best friend every day for them to be considered like a best friend. But, and sometimes you talk to some people often, and you only have surface level conversations of, it's just, how you doing, how your day was, oh, okay, blah blah blah, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. If you can't have a deep conversation with someone, then I don't really know if they would can be.
Yeah.
I mean, a they friend, might be more of an associate than a friend.
And a friend for me, like, I have to be able to have like gut-wrenching laughs with you, okay? Like, yeah. I can be my authentic,
silly, I need to be on the verge of tears crying because we think it's funny.
Like, that, when I think of, excuse me, when I think of all of my friends and, like, and even, like the person I'm in a relationship with, like, if I can't laugh with you, bro, like,
it ain't gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
Mm-mm. I agree. Completely.
Okay, let me go back. All right, what role or responsibilities would you want in a partnership / relationship?
Who are we talking, like, domestic household roles, or are we talking like what type of role are we talking?
I didn't specify, but just in for you, what roles or responsibilities would you want in your partner? Like, this is something that you're not gonna shake on, like, you need your guy to do these things for you.
Oh, this is what I need my partner to do?
What roles or responsibilities would you want in a partner relationship? So for, okay, let me see if I can answer this to make it make sense. What roles would I want?
I would want someone to be very like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but someone that can take charge just a little bit.
Okay.
Like, don't be so dominating where it seems like you might be a little abusive now, but I think we have had to, or at least in my life, I've had to take charge in a lot of situations. Okay. And so it would just be nice to be looking like, you know what? You got this. Cool.
Okay. Great. So you need a leader. Okay.
Basically. And not to say like you can't be a leader of yourself, but still, no, it's just like, just like I say, like, you, I don't want to have to play like the mama role or the masculine role all the time. So therefore, take charge, baby. You got it. Great. I ain't got to do nothing. Better.
Better. Okay. That's the only thing?
No, that's not the only thing. I would like someone to have an awareness of how their finances affect them and affect us. Once again, I've just always been the type to be able to handle finances. So not to say I'm going to give you full range to be looking like I have no idea what's going on with our bills or anything, because that's how you end up. Your mortgages have been paid in 6 years. And you got a foreclosure notice on your door, and you look like, John, what happened? What happened? Mm-hmm. I thought we paid the bills last month. No.
I don't trust nobody.
Yeah. And that might just be it. I don't trust like nobody to, so I would have to know something in the sense. But like, once again, going back to like take charge in a situation of like, I got the bills, or we can do bills together type of situation. So it'll ease your calmness or your worriedness about like, you know, everything is actually paid for, but you know, yeah.
Okay. Fair.
What about you?
Roles and responsibilities that I would want from a partner. So mine aren't necessarily roles, right? It's more of like, I mean, I guess what I would love from my partner is just like this undivided ability to provide not financial support, but support more like socially and emotionally. Like,
gotcha.
It's like that's a big desire for me. Like, for you to understand, for me to be comfortable enough to say something to you, and I know that you're capable of giving me like sound feedback, you know, that's a big thing for me. A role. Now, if we do designate roles to each other, like, okay, you're going to clean or I'm going to cook or whatever, like whatever we agree upon, I just expect for you to show up, you know? Oh, that's another one. Like, a role to me is also like showing the fuck up for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that could be really one-sided, and that's a necessity for me. These aren't really roles, huh? Responsibilities. But that's what I need. I don't know. I can't categorize it as a role or responsibility, but those are the things I want.
Okay. So you ready for my question?
Is it me reading you a question?
No, it's
Okay, yeah.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the difference between settling down and settling?
Damn it, Christina, that was my next question. I can't freaking stand you. The difference for Christine, because it is a vast difference.
Oh, it's a very vast difference.
Yeah. So settling down to me is like, it's not a negative thing. That for me, settling down for me is I choose you, you choose me, we choose to do life together. And that's like willingly. Settling is, I don't think I could do better than this. So I'm choosing to be with you. I don't really know if you're choosing to be with me. I don't know if I'm getting all that I need to get. Like, we know that nobody's perfect, but my rule of thumb is, can I live with this? Can I pinpoint, like, when I think about you, am I smiling or am I frowning? You know what I'm saying? Like, those little tidbits matter to me. So for me, I think it's the difference. It's settling down to me is I choose to be with you and I can deal with the ish that you come with, because we all have a level of baggage. Settling is I really don't want to deal with your baggage. It's really not conducive to what I got going on, but shit, I'd rather be with you than alone. That's how I would decipher the two.
Okay.
How about you? Because that's a good question. I want to know how you feel about that.
No, I actually completely kind of feel the same way. I feel like when it comes to like settling down, you're choosing your partner, you're choosing who what you want to do, where you want to be in life, where basically even where you want to settle, where you want to live, all of that other stuff. Or if you like your partner has to move because of their job, you're choosing to settle with like moving different places, living different lives. Settling is literally, I just don't want to be alone. So you the best thing. And either I know that you love me more than I love you, so you're not going to leave because I know that you love me more. Or it's, you know, we both think this is the best thing that we can get, so we're just going to settle and make it work.
To me, it's a false illusion of security, settling. And it's like, we're only here for only so much time. Like, I'm not settling.
Yeah,
when it comes to the person I'm trying to be with, you know what
or
I mean?
It's like you get yourself caught up in a situation, let's say, i.e. you get pregnant and you're like, oh, well, might as well settle with the person because now we got a kid coming on the way. Or
they all fuck no.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to my question. How important is sexual chemistry, attraction, or satisfaction in a relationship for you?
On a scale?
Just how important is it?
Important.
That's
very,
it?
Very important. I feel like if you don't have any of that besides, like, yes, you can gain all of, because technically you can become attracted to someone over time and the chemistry and all of that can come. But I also feel like there's got to be at least somewhat of a spark there to begin with.
Listen, let me tell you something. That ain't even a question for me. Sexual chemistry and me being satisfied is very high on my radar. Very high on my list of this is, you got to be given this in order for me to do that. Like, as far as like being in a relationship, I know a lot of people say sex is not everything. I don't know many of those people, but I've heard this. Sex is not everything. It's not everything, but it is a big portion of it to me.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't, one, have an attraction to you, how am I going to be stimulated? No, that's one thing. And then it's like the chemistry got to be there. You know, like, I like to think that I am very open, like, I'm open about my sexuality. You know, I'm not going to sit here and dim my light. No. If I'm not being satisfied, we're either going to have a conversation. You're either going to have to put your ego to a side and learn how to satisfy me, because that's an issue for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
like, especially dudes. Like, and I think, oh my God, it brings me to like the conversation we had, they had on the Breakfast Club, where they asked about like, how often does a woman orgasm? And we know that it doesn't happen every time we have sex, but it's like the efforts to make me get to that climax is a necessity. And that takes for you to listen to cues, you know, because you don't know what I like. Mm-hmm. And what you think you might be doing
could not be it at all.
But a lot of women don't feel comfortable telling their dudes that because their dudes are overly confident. And they believe like they putting shit down. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm the big man on campus. I know I'm swinging it left to right. Like, I know, baby boy, no.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's like.
And you probably just never had someone actually tell you the truth. And so that's why you think that to begin with.
Right. And I mean, I feel like if you can't talk to somebody about that, if you can't feel comfortable enough to talk to somebody about being satisfied, then what are we really doing?
I agree. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with your relationship with yourself?
Oh my goodness. If you would have asked me this a year ago, my number would have been drastically different. But I am at a solid, like, 8 right now. I'm at a really solid 8. The only portion that I really want to improve on is like believing I can, or not giving as much cares to what the next person might think. Like
me.
Like kind of like what you said earlier, Like, I just kind of want to live and do it unapologetically, like nobody's watching me. Does that make sense?
No, I completely agree. And I watched a TikTok yesterday, or maybe it was even today. And the lady, she was a Black older Black woman, and she was like, she's 51. And she was like, live your life. She's like, live your life to the fullest. Like, nobody's watching. She was like, people either get, like you said, things happen to them daily and they have to change their lives. She was like, don't live your life on a timeline. She was like, especially a timeline of like society standards. She was like, you don't have to be a certain age to have a child. You don't have to be a certain age to be shaking ass in the club. Like, do what you want to do and have your fun, because when it all comes down to it, you only get one life to live. And when you want to look up at 51, she was like, I can look up and say, I don't regret anything because I had the best time of my life. She was like, I have great relationships. She's like, I've had great romance relationships. She was like, I have great friendships. She was like, so I don't regret anything because
I love that.
And I was like, you're right, baby.
But it's one thing to live that life. And like, you've met people where it seems forced. You know what I'm saying? Like, this living out loud seems very forced, and it kind of makes people around them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want that. I don't want to have to prove it to myself.
Yeah.
You know,
organically, she's living her best life.
Yeah. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my go or your go?
No, it's your go.
To read the question. Okay. What do you probably spend too much money on?
Clothes. Food. Clothes and food. Amazon. my nails and hair.
Look how the list is just compounding.
If you really, I just bought furniture. So furniture. anything that you want to think. Christina probably spends too much money. Most definitely probably food. Because I'm the type of person, and I need to find someone in a relationship that's going to be okay with this. By Thursday, Christina done cooking. Hell, by Wednesday. No,
by Thursday, you done cooking. When do you pick back up the cooking?
Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and even then, she might be done on Wednesday, to be honest. It just depends on how the week was going.
Okay. So, I'm mad at that.
We eating takeout for the rest of the week. Going to a restaurant. I need somebody to be okay with that. Some money. Food. Like I said, everything. Gas.
Well, see, that's, we need gas.
Okay, so we're not talking about things that we don't need. Then everything else I just named, yes.
All right.
Yeah. If you continue your current practices, changing nothing, where do you believe you'll be in a year?
Oh, I'm in a really good place because the habits that I've gained have been putting me like, I don't know, I'm just really propelling forward. So in a year's time, if I continue on the path that I'm on right now, I would have my own house. I would be debt free. And I would be able to travel as I please.
Period. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm in a really good place right now. Okay. What have you accepted in the past that you now believe is unacceptable?
Ooh. Probably a lot. I think, especially when you're younger, you're just trying to hold on to certain things. And so you just take whatever comes with you holding on to that certain thing. And I think as you get older, you learn to just like let shit go. Okay. If it ain't meant to be, it ain't meant to be. I think I've also learned what is meant to be is meant to be. So instead of trying to control everything in a sense of like, which I still have my moments because the anxiety be getting the best of your girl sometimes. But just like, if it's at this point in my life, I'm literally like, if it's meant to be. It'll work its way out. And if it wasn't meant to be, then maybe it's because you had something better coming along.
Okay. I respect that.
Let's see. How do you know that someone loves you?
Okay. I know that somebody loves me when they try their best to love me according to my love language. So, I am one of those people that I'm really corny. I'm really big on like cards and things like that. And then like writing my own little, cert in the card. So for people that really know me, they know to give me a heart filled card, like stuff like that. Like if you could communicate to me in my love language or show me that you love me according to my love language, spending time with me is a big thing. Having deep conversations, physical touch, if it's a romantic relationship. So just really adhering to the way that I want to be loved. If you can display that to me, that's how I know you love me.
Okay.
What about for you? I'm interested in knowing.
I think when, like you said, when you want to spend, I think when you spend quality time with the person, because you are choosing to spend your time with me then.
Yeah.
That is a good way to know that you love me. Or just doing things for that person. I'm very much I can show my love by lying. Wash your clothes. I thought about you. Like, I'm not thinking about my sister says all the time, like, oh, when you're in the store, you don't think to buy me things. But like, mm-hmm. I think like, hey, I'm washing clothes. Let me wash her clothes too, type of thing. So
yeah,
I'm not physically like, or like, and then even not even, I don't even say not even that, because sometimes I think about like, hey, you might like this too. Let me just go ahead and buy it, type of thing.
And I'm not really big on, I'm more of a gift giver than I am one to receive gifts, but that was something I was working on this year. But like just little things, like I got an Easter card that was really out of this world. It had nothing to do with Easter, but it was so genuine. It was so like, I don't know. I kind of like saw myself doing this for this person. And I thought it was super sweet, or like, simple things like, you know, I love candles, mm-hmm. and you pop up with a candle. Like, come on, like that's just it don't take much to please me. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna slowly start to wrap this up. How do you feel when you spend significant time alone?
I used to be very uncomfortable with it. That's so funny. I had a discussion about this. Being alone used to really trouble me because I never had to be alone. You know, I went from sharing a room with my sister to being with roommates, then living with, you know, my ex. And it's like I've never been alone, so I didn't know how to really embrace it. And so now I challenge myself to be alone, like drive and not call my sister. Like that's a hard task for me, not to be on the phone while driving. Like, mm-hmm. because I'm so used to having a voice constantly in my ear. But I am finding peace, like, in being alone to the point where I'm like, I really want to get my own place. Like, I like me, you know? Like, you start to discover, like, certain things about yourself, and it's just like, it sounds so weird, like, trying to get to know yourself because you are you, but you really are forced to just learn yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm getting more comfortable with it. I'm getting a lot more comfortable. I'm understanding now why people like to live alone. I'm understanding that.
Okay. I think I could be a person to live alone, but not really.
I think I could do
it. I feel like I would like the quietness of things, but like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'm used to like living with someone, and I'm like, why would I live alone when I have my sister? So.
No, I completely get it. I don't know. Like sometimes I'm a very particular person, and because I've never gotten to live on my own, I do want to see what that might be like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I owe it to myself to explore that to a certain extent. Kind of just like be able to shun all the noise and, you know, this be my safe haven and I don't have to worry or consider anybody else's, you know, thoughts or feelings or anything. It's mine, you know?
I get you.
All right. Let me see. What is a belief or expectation that other people have in a relationship that you don't have or agree with?
A lot of people agree to split bills. Baby girl ain't doing that.
I fucking hate you.
She does not. She, no, no.
Oh, Christina.
No. Won't be I. Not I, said Sam the cat.
No. Why, because you split bills with your sister. Go on and say that. I know that's what's going to come next.
I mean, it's the truth, but yeah, no. I don't know. I think also, but to go in the same sense of like how I just said beforehand, a lot of people think to like just let one person handle finances and they have no clue of what's going on in there. I don't agree with that either. I think you should know at least a little bit about your household. I mean, if not, if you don't handle everything, that's fine. But like, you should know if your mortgage is being paid or not. That's, you don't want you and your kids to end up on the street, Samantha, because you had no idea that Charlie had a gambling problem and was at the
casino. You don't even know it's Samantha, y'all. She just be saying random names.
Yeah, we don't know anybody names by these names.
I actually do, but I love when Christina does that. I love it because it just be rolled off the tongue, like the tongue. I'm like,
you don't, because you find out 2 weeks later that you got a foreclosure on your house and Charlie been gambling y'all money off of
them. Not Charlie. Samantha and Charlie.
Yeah.
What a combo.
Okay. Then you gotta go visit Charlie because he and rehab.
Now she got a whole storyline for people she don't even know.
You and your kids gotta go visit Charlie and rehab.
And they got kids.
Oh, they always got kids. It ain't just Samantha by herself being thrown out. It's always
Charlie. Fuck that. That's a no shit type of nigga right there. And you got kids. Damn.
You know Samantha got two children.
Shut up. I can't. All right. You want to do like one question and one each? Another one?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
Oh, that was my question. Okay, so my question for you. No one is perfect, and it is not likely to find a person with everything you're looking for. What are the top five qualities or characteristics that you want in your partner?
That's funny. This was going to be one of mine, but I changed it. I want my person to be adventurous, supportive, honest, adventurous, supportive, honest. I want to be prioritized, so they're going to have to find a way to prioritize me. That's non-negotiable for me. And open-minded. Those are my five.
Okay, I agree.
What about yours?
Open-minded, honest, caring, loyal, and I would say respectful.
Okay.
Because baby girl ain't gonna deal with no wildness now. We'll both end up in the county jail before it.
We can't have that, Christine. We cannot have
exactly. That. Exactly. You don't want to call your mama down here, and I don't want to call my mama to come bail both of us out either. Okay, so respectfulness.
Can you imagine? First of all, I ain't calling my mom.
You're right. I got a sister. I'll call her. She might end up in the county jail.
Deanna or Juwan, y'all better come and get my black ass.
Exactly. But depending on what you have done, my sister might end up in the county jail with me. So then now we down to calling my cousin. So
we need a third line.
Always got to have a backup, okay?
A backup to the backup.
A backup always. To the backup. It's something my dad used to always say when me and Chelsea used to go out. all right now, don't do nothing crazy. Depending on how far y'all go, it might take me a while to get to y'all before I can bail y'all out.
Oh, God.
Like, why you think we're going to act a fool like that? We not.
You know, his children. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay, my last question. How do you plan to make yourself available and maximize your opportunities to finding the right partner?
Ooh. You know, we have tried the whole like online dating. I don't really think it's a good thing. I don't really know if it works.
Sounds like a cop out to me.
But I should be like putting myself more out there. So that I guess would be the goal, is to like put myself in places or activities that could lead to that.
Okay, so yeah, I mean,
but it's also like, have you seen the TikTok? The man is like, if you the girl that stay in your crib, how am I supposed to find you? And the girl was like, when I go grocery shopping, when I'm in Target, when I'm at Starbucks, when I'm at home.
But like, my thing is like, with that, I mean, like, there are definitely dudes that will approach you, but and I feel like it's more of like, they coming at you, like they hollering at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had somebody come up to me in a very long time that I didn't feel like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't feel like, boy, if you don't move, I haven't had somebody come up to me like, you know, like I was admiring you, da da da. It'll be something like, damn, girl, you know, I don't want to talk to you. So that, I guess my question is like, where are people going to meet?
Exactly. Because like, I feel like you're only going to get that type of hollering situation, which that might not be true, but like,
just in my experience,
I might only get that type of hollering situation from someone like at a club. And I'm like, that's not what I want.
No, I get it at the gas station, the grocery store. It'll never be like, hey, miss, you know, even that kind of gets on me, on my nerves. I don't know. Like, I just never really, I don't know, trust the random person coming up to me trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
And that sounds weird, but it's like, mm-mm. But it's like, how do you meet people?
Yeah, I agree. It's a weird, like, we're in such a weird time, because it's like, yeah, you can meet people online, but it's like, also we grew up in a time where it was like stranger danger online. Like, I still think people are crazy. Like, y'all can't convince me otherwise. So,
oh no, baby, there's some real Looney Tunes out there. Like, I feel like I lucked the hell up, you know, like finding somebody that is sane, you know, because there's some real Looney Tunes.
Exactly. So I don't know what I can do to like put myself more out there without also not being cautious of like, I'm not trying to lose my life.
Not for this.
Because like literally it was like 3 months ago, that girl went on that like Tinder date or the Hinge date or whatever, and then she magically ended up dead the next day, and they still didn't count that. They talking about they don't consider that man to be a suspect. Oh, okay. Cool.
What? Yeah, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, and the girl was only like 19 or 20.
Oh, no, baby.
Exactly.
It ain't worth dying for.
No, not at all. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to us. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Like we say every week, if you have any questions or concerns, or if you would like to send us a email or anything of that sense, you can send it to the Damsis Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. You can send it to Damsis Podcast, yes, on Instagram, Twitter. You can send it to damsispodcast@gmail.com. You can find me at Christina.Simone on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at imperfectteen on Twitter and imperfect_teen on Instagram.
All right, y'all. Bye. Bye.